ball is in with Jack McCaffrey. They try and walk it in. Conor O'Callaghan has scored the goal. Is there history going to happen here in this wonderful venue? The full-time whistle is blown. Antrim have beaten Wexford for the first time in the history between the two counties.
Kieran Thompson, could be a shot here for McBrearty. Left footed from Paddy McBrearty. And has he managed to register the score? Yes, he has.
Hello there and welcome to the programme. This weekend is absolutely dominated by football. 8 final round-robin games and the Tailteann Cup quarter-finals. But it's also All-Ireland prelim hurling quarter-final weekend, and we'll check in the All-Ireland Camogie Series too. But it's with football that we start. So much at stake this weekend, and here to chat through all the games is former Monaghan star Kieran Hughes. And Kieran, I guess the earlier two rounds maybe received some criticism, but I think the same charge can't be levied this weekend because there's something to play for in absolutely every single game. And that's what the GEA wanted, I guess. Is that a good thing for you?
Yeah, it's positive. The more I looked at it during the week, Damien, I think that's the end goal, was really to not have any dead rubbers going into the last weekend.
Yeah.
And I think this is where the wee bit of excitement starts to build. And even next week too, like this time next week, there's going to be some humdingers of games to try and get to an All-Ireland quarter-final now. So, an intriguing weekend ahead here now with some tasty lineups.
Let's earn your corn, Kieran. By God, you're going to earn it tonight. First up, we'll say Tyrone versus Cork in Tullamore at 3 o'clock. And an already qualified Cork side up against Tyrone who want to take a point from this game. But it's all about seedings, I guess. Cork are flying it. Do you fancy Cork to win this one, or are you going to back Tyrone?
Yeah, it's a tough one to call. I think they're up there with two of the most athletic teams in the country. I know if I was in a Tyrone dressing room this weekend, I'm thinking, you know, get us to top of the table to give us a 2 week break and roll into a quarter final. But it's a tough one to call. But I'm gonna go for Tyrone in this one. I just think there's enough in their dressing room at the moment, and they've enough sharpshooters up front to really it's a big field or more like, and it can open up like, and definitely not taking anything away from Cork. They've had a serious couple of weeks, but they did struggle against Clare a wee bit, and that's where I'd be always sort of looking at going Tyrone, sort of breeze them away, no problem.
And you kind of feeling, Kieran, that Tyrone have the mix right now, like a lot of graduates from the under-20 side coming into the squad, but a lot of experience there also, and players back from injury.
Yeah, big time. They have a conveyor belt of serious talent. Look at them living up that part of the country, and I can see the talent in the county. It's massive, and I don't know if they know if they have the answers just yet, but when you have that abundance of talent in the squad, it has to click at some stage, and I do think there's enough experience in that dressing room there at the moment now to really grasp this. But I'm very impressed with Cork too, Damien. I think they didn't get enough praise for their effort against Kerry that time, and they're coming nicely, and they've been in the last, what, the 3 or 4 quarterfinals as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so Tyrone for you in the first one. Now, a few months ago, Derry were the cream on top of the cake. McKenna Cup mightn't mean a whole lot to people, but they won that. They won the National League. In addition to that, 5 or 6 subs look to have been, you know, enriched in that squad and ready to come off the bench. 3 championship losses later, they're up against Westmeath at Park Esler, Kieran. They've conceded 942 in 3 games. Now, a win would see them back off the ropes, and a draw is enough for Westmeath. Where is momentum here, Kieran?
Yeah, that's a really strange one this weekend. That's the two league final winners, Division 1, Division 2, coming up against each other. And Westmeath definitely won't be fearing. They'll get looking at video footage during the week there and be seeing where Derry's weaknesses are. And you know, after saying about conceding 942 in 3 games, like, it's the biggest problem there is they've conceded, I think, 736 or something from play. And that's the big worrying thing. You know, if Derry can sit themselves down during the week there and just take that back a little bit and get their show on the road after that, I'd be very confident now that there's something left, and people's thinking they've downed tools. But I think the proof will be in the pudding this weekend.
Kieran, do you think it's something that you should look at, to go back to Rory Gallagher year one and just get the defence right and abandon their attacking principles for now? Or can you do that mid-season?
Yeah, well, like, most of the scores are coming from the opposition kick-out, and I think that's what they have to look at here. It's how do you... what do you do if you lose that? You know, how are we defensively set up here? And they just haven't been. Monaghan have played them in the last 2 years, and any time you lost or you won a long kick out against them, they were straight back. Their forwards were straight back. They were in your face. It just doesn't seem to be that case in the last number of weeks, no. which is very strange. But again, that's football for you. Like, as Derry have been up there at the top table in the last couple of years, and the only way when you're up the top is down, and unfortunately they've went down in the last few weeks. But I do think, given the structure of the championship this year, they'll be saying, look, we've got a lifeline here and we need to use it. And okay, this time next week, I think you'll see Derry in a preliminary quarter final, and nobody will want to play them.
Yeah, and McAvoy's back as well. We move on then to Glennon Brothers Pierce Park tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock. Roscommon versus Cavan, Kieran. And Cavan need to beat Roscommon to remain in the championship. They had a decent start to the season. They've obviously met higher challenges since then. Davy Burke's side, meanwhile, only need a draw to get through. Now, they've been up and down as well. So that's an evenly matched game as you're looking at it. What's your gut feeling there?
Gut feelings is a nip and tuck and potentially a draw. Obviously the loss of Paddy Lynch has been massive for Cavan, and when you're relying on a guy so much for scores during the year and you lose him at that integral part of the year, it's a loss for a big, big, big loss for them. And I can only see a draw or a Rossies win in that one. But again, knowing Cavan and playing against them over the years, they'll be looking at that as a big scalp, and they could see themselves, you know, this time next week preparing for a preliminary quarter final, and that they wouldn't fear anybody. That's the type of them. They'd just be like, you know, take week on week here.
And I suppose, Kieran, the glory of this championship is, if you are a Roscommon or Cavan supporter, this is the game to go and support your team. This is knockout championship football, really, isn't it?
Of course, and it's no different to the Monaghan Meath game this weekend. Like, this is where you, as I say, the sunshine supporters, like, but this is what everybody's been waiting for. People's been giving out about, you know, a droll championship, and it hasn't kicked off, but like, there's no excuses this weekend. It's where we're at here. There's a bit of excitement around now, and hopefully this is where we get a couple of humdinger games.
Okay, we're up in Castlebar then at 3 o'clock tomorrow to round off the Saturday games. Donegal versus Clare. Despite losing to Cork the last time out, Donegal look in reasonable shape, in fairness to them. A draw would see them progress, but Clare are still alive. A win would give them hope. It seems to be a climb up the hill for Clare, in my opinion. But more importantly, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think Donegal would have been too annoyed with going down to Cork and losing. They would have looked back on that and found themselves very unlucky. A couple of soft turnovers around the middle, which is very, very unlike Donegal. And if they just clean up on their basic skills, they'll be fine this weekend to get through, I'd imagine. But they're going to be looking at the Tyrone-Cork game and hoping Tyrone maybe to beat Cork. Mm. And then they need to beat Clare by more than Tyrone beat Cork by. It's a strange one too, because there's a lot on the line with that one, because the 2 week break is imperative this time of year. Teams that go 3 weeks in a row, it's very tough. I think Monaghan were the only team to get through last year and just about get through it after extra time. Like, and it's not simple on teams that just don't have the player power to come off the bench.
Right, so they'll go for the win and to try and get the break as well. We move to Sunday then, Kieran. We've 4 games left. I leave your own game until last. But Dublin versus Mayo, that's in the Hyde on Sunday. That's 3:45. Can you see anything other than a Dublin victory, or am I being very unfair to Mayo?
Yeah, well, we spoke the last time about the Dublin Loud, and I didn't realise now that Loud would keep them so close, like, in the way they set up.
But they did great, yeah.
Again, but the incentive this weekend is to finish top. It was no different to Limerick last week in the hurling. They needed to win that game to make sure they had a few weeks to prepare for semi-final. And Dublin and Mayo will be seeing it no other way. And, you know, Mayo's record in the Hyde is very good.
Yeah.
That's something that they'll be going in with a positive frame of mind this weekend. But again, you're coming up against the Dub side at the moment that I just think they're only clicking into to third, fourth gear now in the next while. And even if Dublin lose it, I still wouldn't even be panicking, because nobody's going to want to play them next week, and they'll just maybe build a bit of momentum. But no, it'll be interesting to see what way the two teams set up now. It could be a nice open game of football now, and there'll be plenty of scores, hopefully.
Yeah, and another team clicking into gear as the season goes are Kerry. You know, they're very, very imperious against Meath last time out. This time they meet Louth and Portlaoise at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Again, a stacked question. Despite Louth going so well, do you expect Kerry to see this one through?
Without a doubt, yeah. There's no difference to this time last year. That I think Louth lost by 25 or 27 points or something like that. But they'll be doing the exact same as the Dublin game, trying to keep that scoreline down. And again, Louth have been fantastic this year. They've been on the upward curve, but I think they've lost a young lad, Sharkey, in the last couple of weeks to Australia. So that'll be a dent to their squad. And the likes of Louth just can't afford to miss the likes out of, if it was Kerry or Dublin, to miss a player like that. They just have another lad to come in off the bench and replace straight away. So Kerry will be just looking to get through that unscathed at the weekend, win by 7-8 points maybe, and get themselves settled and back down the road and get them into Croke Park in a few weeks.
Yeah, you'd feel sorry for Ger Brennan, like a lot going so well. One of his players out for a considerable while with injury, and one going travelling as well. It's, what can you do these days, you know?
Yeah, no, not simple. But again, they've been fantastic this year and they deserve a lot of praise. Mm. But you know, they're going to come with that system at the weekend again where they'll drop off and just hope to frustrate Kerry. Mm. But Kerry have played against this in the last number of weeks, so they'll be fairly assured and understanding of what's coming up against them.
One game I'm looking forward to, Kieran, is the game I'm going to be at on Sunday, Markievicz Park, Galway versus Armagh. I mean, if both teams just take the shackles off here, which I expect they kind of will as the game goes on, what are you expecting here?
Yeah, similar game last year, Damien. The two of them played in the last round of the championship format, and Galway big time regret not winning that. It was as if they were expecting to win it, and Armagh just came with the flow with the last 10-15 minutes and nipped it at the end, and it ended up, you know, putting a massive dent in Galway's year. They lost full momentum, and the same will be said in their dressing room this week, like, that they need to go out and win this one to give themselves that 2 weeks, because they have Comer and Finnerty at the moment that are struggling. I can't see Pádraig chancing them at the weekend. No. I really can't now. So again, Armagh deserve massive praise.
Yeah.
What way they've retrieved their season over the last number of weeks. You know, they've done things in the last 3 weeks that I was hoping that they'd do earlier on in the year, be brave and go for kickouts and push up and press, and they've done that in the last number of weeks, which is great to see. Like, and they deserve all the praise they get.
Yeah, and they have the personnel to do it. That's the key point you're making. Go to the last game then. Heart over head here, Monaghan versus Meath, Kingspan, Breffni, everything on the line. Been a tough championship for your guys, Kieran, but it's been tough for Meath as well. All to play for, everything to lose. How do you see it?
Yeah, look at this. Let's not paint it up any different here. It's just the two out of form teams, really, throughout the league process and everything. But no one been in the dressing room in the last number of years. There has to be a bit of pride there. There has to be something that has to give on Sunday. Like, and it's going to be a nip and tuck game. I don't, you know, if I was in a Meath dressing room, I'm thinking, let's go for this. Let's just fire off the shackles and have a go. What's there to lose here, really? And Monaghan just will have to be a wee bit careful now that they don't leave it too open at the start and they're too far behind. I just think they need to be very careful with the way they set up. And if it gets down to the last 10-15 minutes, I'd expect Monaghan to come out on top. Like, but I have a funny feeling Meath are going to try something different this weekend, like, and bring something different to the table.
Wow. Kieran, this week must have felt like you're leaving, sir, with all the homework and studying you're after doing for us. Fair play to you.
The leaving cert didn't go great either.
Well, this went very well for you, so you can reassure yourself with that. Shamir, enjoy the weekend ahead, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks again, please God. Thanks so much, Kieran.
See you, man. Look out for yourself, Damien. Cheers.
Yeah, it's one of the greats there, Kieran Hughes, and we wish Darren, his brother, ongoing success in his recovery as well. So, Tailteann Cup quarterfinals take place as well. They've flown under the radar so far this week, but Fermanagh, Antrim, Sligo, Limerick, Down, Wicklow, Kildare versus Laois, and we're into the semi-final stage on June the 22nd or 23rd as well. But time now to check in on the All-Ireland Camogie Series. It's the 120th anniversary of the All-Ireland Camogie Championships, and who better than to talk us through the state of play is former Limerick Camogie player Aoife Sheehan. Aoife, have you recovered from your county's unrelenting success in Munster last weekend?
Oh, stop. Still on the high, Damien. Fantastic result. Fair play to them. They're the team that just keep on giving, I think, and still going good in Limerick. So it's brilliant.
Yeah,
great stuff.
No lack of energy or freshness or anything like that. And I suppose just looking at the All-Ireland Camogie Series so far. So just look, headlines as I look on, Waterford trying to make strides. Cork and Tip book knockout places. Cork have, I suppose, 2-19 to 1-4 victory over Clare. great from a Tipperary point of view to see Cosh Devan back in. 9 points the last day, Aoife. And Kilkenny remain unbeaten because of their 1-13 draw with last year's All-Ireland finalist Waterford. So we're after talking about the football weekend we have here, but has the All-Ireland Camogie series been as tight as what is looking now in any recent years?
I don't think so. And just even looking at the groups, like it's a lot tighter than before. You know, like Galway and Wexford drew even in round two, like Damien, you know, so that was a great win. But then I suppose Dublin came on the following week and beat Wexford. So it is a lot tighter. And Tipperary are going great. I suppose they're carrying in their league form. You mentioned Cosh Devan back, like what a boost to get, you know, I mean, scoring 9 points. The opening game against Waterford and for Tipperary and Waterford, it was a brilliant game. That game was streamed. And when Cosh came on in the last 5 minutes, like she really changed things up. Tipperary kicked on. I know Waterford had a player sent off on that, but, yeah. You know, it just shows, I suppose, that little bit of strength and depth is helping them. And look, if they can keep winning, you know, they might secure that semi-final spot as well. They have a tough final round game against Kilkenny, but And I think Kilkenny actually are a team that are going in under the radar. But look, they've got Miriam Walsh back. They've got Grace Walsh back. They're going about things very quietly. They had a super game. It was Thriller last weekend against Waterford, which resulted in a draw. And Waterford have a nice run, I suppose, into round four and round five that they're currently sitting in fourth. So if they stay there, they won't qualify, but they have, looking at the final two games, they've Antrim and Derry, I suppose, to go. So they'd be hoping to come back in and to qualify, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, Bill McCormack in Dublin then is like, I suppose he's looking to Waterford and the progress that they've made over the years as well, because the amount of teams that are after improving in the last few years, and it's like trying to catch Kilkenny, trying to catch Galway, Waterford trying to get there, Tipperary trying to get there. It just, the excitement is only building now, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And look, it's what Camogie needs, Damien. I mean, we don't need, you know, the same teams in the knockout stages. And this is brilliant. And I think Waterford last year, with their run and what they brought, and I know the final didn't work out for them, but like, you know, any other team might have laid down this year, but they're coming back and they're players that maybe were new to the scene last year. Like even Mairead O'Brien's doing super this year. She's getting goals. She in the last few minutes last weekend got the point to secure the draw with Kilkenny. And then you have Beck Carton just doing Beck Carton things. We don't even have to talk about her, I don't think, Lorraine Brayton, feel. But looking in at Waterford and what they've done, like any other county should be saying, right, we get our structures right, get our underage structures. Like they were in the Minor A final this year. Now Tipperary beat them in that, but look at that, even Tipperary winning Minor A, like they're going to bring players through from that as well, and that's huge. And for years it was Cork, it was Kilkenny, and it was Galway winning minors and things like that, so just even seeing new teams in that and what they can bring and bringing through players would be huge for the likes of your Dublin and even Wexford trying to get back to the top again. I know they'll be disappointed that, you know, they lost to Dublin last weekend, but I think they were without Ciara O'Connor, who would be a huge loss, you know, she's one of their star players. But Cork, I suppose, are just doing Cork things in group two. They're up at the top of the pile. They've Dublin to go next in the next round. And then the last game, though, Cork and Galway will be huge. And there's two super games to come, you know, in the last round. You've Tip and Kilkenny in group one and Cork and Galway in group two. And they'll be super games. Galway, I suppose, just to give them a mention as well. Niamh Kilkenny is back, you know, she just had a baby kind of late last year. She's back in it and she's looking as fit as ever and super. Niamh Mallon from the, you know, the former Downstar is with them now. She got her transfer through and what a talent to have. I mean, I think Portaferry are probably still celebrating with their athletic success with Ciara, but like talk about producing two superstars. But Niamh will be excellent for them as well. Now they've had injuries as well, so that's why I think they're trying to navigate things. They're changing up their backline a little bit. They have an embarrassment of riches with their forwards, but they just need, I think, to kind of lay down who is their centre back, their full back, and keep that when they navigate the injuries. But look, I think Camogie is probably flying under the radar a little bit, Damien, because we've Euros kicking off tonight now as well, so it'll probably be further down the pecking order in terms of column inches. But it's a great championship, and hopefully it'll continue to keep going and a bit of excitement coming into it, especially with the teams. And I think the gap has narrowed a little bit. Maybe Cork might still be ahead that little bit, but I think for the other teams, there definitely is, you know, the pack, the chasing pack have caught up a little bit when you look at the likes of Tip and Waterford, what they're doing, definitely.
Aoife, that's fantastic. You stick with us, please, God, over the next month or so, and we keep Camogie flying well up the radar as well. Aoife Sheehan, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Damien.
Yeah, Aoife Sheehan there. And we switch to hurling now because it's another huge weekend with the All-Ireland prelim quarterfinals. And joining me now is former TIP All-Ireland winner, Niall O'Mara. Niall, how are you?
Damien, I'm good and you? I'm here up in Newport and there's a big buzz after Charlene Mawsey's success over last week. So all is good here and getting ready for summer holidays and stuff. So it's been brilliant.
Yeah, and come here, in fairness to Charlene, the resilience she's shown, and you'll appreciate it as the sports person too, just the resilience she's shown over the last couple of years, Niall, in terms of injuries and maybe not getting selected for what she wants. What does it take mental strength to reach the level that she has in the last week or so?
Unreal, Damien. You hit the nail on the head. I think it's a prime example for any, you know, sports player, young and old, that, you know, you have to put your shoulder to the wheel when things are going right and when things are going wrong. And thankfully, she got reward there. I just seen pictures of them coming back yesterday with the gold and silver medal. So it's brilliant. And as you said there, mental strength is sometimes hard to find, but she definitely has it in bundles.
Niall, we devote our last 5 minutes of the show to you. Can anybody stop Limerick, first of all, in your own opinion? What do you think?
After last weekend, I just thought the show might have been so good for such a long period of time. You know, their structure is second to none, Damien. And in terms of execution, like you saw, obviously, Shane O'Brien from Kilmallock just came in, slotted right in. So it's credit to them all. And it's going to take something special from one of the remaining teams that transpires over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But they'll all have to, they're the team to beat without doubt.
And Niall, what's it like to be on the field with those guys? Like, you've played against everybody really over your career, but how different is space closed down the moment you're on the ball? Are you trying to spread yourselves to shadow the people that are making runs off the shoulder for them? What is it about playing Limerick on the field?
So, firstly, Damien, like, obviously, having played with Mary I for a couple of years and one of Fitzgibbon with a good few of them, and I'll tell you, first and foremost, they're hurling a second to none. I think people get carried away sometimes with their size and physicality, which is obviously a major nugget, but when it comes to hurling, like, I was watching a passage play the other day, I'd say none of them had the ball for over a second, five or six passes, and later it was in front of Shane O'Brien, he tapped the ball over the bar. Right. It's those kind of things people don't realise. They're obviously, as I said, very athletic, but they move the ball so quickly. And, you know, like, that's the thing I think other teams need to catch up on. When Limerick run the ball or pass the ball, to do it with perfection nearly. With other teams, you know, you might get a fumble or you might get a chance to tackle. So I think that's the main difference between them. I think as good as they are, as you know, in terms of structural setup and that, but their hurling is outrageously
good. That's why I never got beyond Junior B. Niall. I was a 10-second per possession man. Right, let's go to the prelim All-Ireland. No smart comments, by the way. Let's go to the prelim All-Ireland hurling quarterfinal. O'Connor Park. Tomorrow, Offaly versus Cork. Offaly really up against it. But my God, they're on the crest of a wave as well, aren't they?
You know what? They are on the crest of a wave, Damien. And, like, one thing I notice is the beauty of being able to play under-20s at senior level in the John McDonagh, say level of hurling, because you just see the last weekend against Laois, especially when, you know, the game could have went either way. I thought Laois probably would feel they were... could have had it, but Offaly, you know, just the Colin Spain come on two or three big plays, you know, and after winning the All-Ireland, they had that, brought that energy. And I suppose winning is a habit, Damien, and having those four or five lads involved was huge, because obviously Offaly have got to the last couple of finals, you know, last year, and fell to Carlow an extra time. But I think they're on, as you said, they're on the crest of a wave. There's a great buzz down there. They have home advantage tomorrow, and look, they have nothing to lose really and everything to gain.
Okay, and a huge crowd expected for that one. Laois versus Wexford. Laois have home advantage then again. That's in Port Laois. And look, they shot 18 wides in the Joe Mac final, and I'll be devastated over that. But, like, you know, with Wexford, will they give themselves some sort of a chance here?
They'd have to. Like, they're the only team... the only Joe McDonagh team to win a Liam McCarthy championship game. And I think that's something that they can draw on, because a few advisors are still involved, the likes of Paddy Purcell and those lads. But, like, Wexford, obviously, they're in a similar situation to Cork. It's hard to know. Like, they probably have had another training camp, essentially, or another, you know, pre-season, if that's what you want to call it. So both Cork and Wexford will be hoping, you know, to avoid these kind of banana skins and move on. That's the their aim. But as you said, Laois, disappointed from last week. I thought, like, at times they hurled very well in the game. As you said, execution, and, you know, that will probably come back to bite them. But tomorrow you'll probably still see a week turnaround is nothing, or on Sunday. So they'll have to, you know, mentally, as you said at the start, but mental preparation. Be interesting to see how Willie Matter and Sean Flynn and the boys haven't prepared, but it might just be, it might just come to an end for them, I think. You know, just Wexford in fairness got a good result against Galway in Leinster Championship, weren't too bad against Kilkenny, should have bet Dublin. So they'll kind of be saying, if they can come a bit more consistent, you know, who knows what they'll do.
A final question for you then, Niall, from an Offaly and Laois perspective. For a game like what they both have this weekend, do you go a bit more defensively? Do you set up an extra sweeper or an extra protection layer around your middle third, or do you just stick to your principles? What way do you manage this, in your opinion?
Yeah, Dave, I just think about, like, Cork's spread of forwards is unreal. I see Lahan is in, you know, Harley might be carrying a knock, he's out. But, like, you know, Kingston coming on, Shane Barrett. Like, Cork have obviously finished one championship with a Blom. So if you're Offaly, you probably will go a bit more defensive, bring maybe Killian Sampson or someone back who's got, you know, fairly, he's industrious and he's fairly, what would you call it, agile, and you can play him anywhere. So they might look at that. And then in terms of Laois, yeah, I do think Laois will definitely bring someone back as well, because with Chin and Rory Connor and these boys, you know, like, fairness to Wexford and Cork, to have probably Laois in is, you know, he's definitely all-star contention, and Cork have their own in terms of, you know, Shane Barrett and obviously, what's his name, is flying full forward, Alan Connolly. So they'll be, they'll feel like, you know, they have the lads to probably put the teams away, but they will go defensive, I'd imagine, Damien.
Niall, thanks so much for your time, and we'll chat to you again in a couple of weeks' time as well. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks a million. Enjoy the weekend. You too.
That's
Take
the
care.
Former Tipperary All-Ireland winner. Two medals he has, Niall O'Mara. That's it for now, folks. Hope you enjoy the weekend ahead. Huge thanks to our producer, John Farrell. Aisling Grufferty was on sound. From myself, Damien Lawler, remind yourselves, thanks a million for listening.